Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm an intuitive psychic medium. You may have seen me over the years on some various TV productions as well as radio. I have been working as an intuitive psychic for, well, I have to admit it, 30 years, guys. 30 years. That's a long time. I have clients all over the world. And, you know, the most amazing part is I have some of my clients have been with me 20, 25 years. So they consistently come back to me as things, you know, I've predicted happen. And, you know, that's a real testament. And it's kept me going over the years. I love what I do. I was gifted as a small child, didn't know what the hell was going on, kind of freaked me out growing up. And then I had a near death at age 20, which completely changed trajectory of my readings. So if anyone out there has ever had a near-death experience, it's mind-blowing, I got to tell you, sort of how they explain it, you know? So it changed my perspective on a lot of things. And yeah, I started doing readings after that professionally and sort of never looked back. Anyways, I'm trying out different time slots on Blog Talk Radio to see, you know, where the viewers are, what's the best time frame to kind of pop on. Last time I did a show, I think it was last week, I did it in the afternoon. Doesn't look like we have a lot of callers on here today, but that's okay. You'll just get more of a reading from me. Also, guys, anyone that books a private session with me, my website is listed as well as my email. I give a discount on my sessions to Blog Talk Radio listeners. And if guys, if you've never had a session, just let me assure you, everything very positive. I help read life paths. So vibrational work, are you on the right path? But I do it with very specific psychic information, names, locations. My clients write everything down. And then they always update me. Like when things happen, they'll say, hey, you know, you told me this happened, that happened. So it's really great confirmation. So I urge anyone that's listening, if you've never had a private session, you should really consider it. You know, and it's about direction in life. It's about what life path you're sort of on. And, you know, my theory is everything is vibrational. We vibrate on different levels. So if you're on a higher vibration, things are going to flow a lot easier. There's going to be more, I guess you could say, opportunities presented to you, more people, just a higher energy. And there's very specific things you can do if you feel like you're not on sort of a high vibration. Obviously, meditation. I always suggest to my clients, you know, take an alternative action or create some action in your current present day life. You know, get out there more, try something new, start to create something towards your future. If you have like a goal list, start to implement it. And sometimes it could just be that you are in the wrong area. You know, perhaps in career, you're just, you're not happy with it. Maybe it's not what, you know, you're meant to do per se. So sometimes it takes a complete overhaul and a complete change. That goes for relationships well. A lot of people, just in my experience, will stay in a relationship that isn't optimal just because the fear of being alone or the fear of not meeting somebody else in the future is so overwhelming. They'll stay in a toxic relationship, and this cycle sort of continues. You have to be able to break cycles in your past to create a better future. I can't tell you how many clients I have where this is the case. Or, you know, they end a relationship, but they're not over it. You know, and they'll call me and they'll be like, oh, are we getting back together? Oh, what is he doing? I say, you know, stop focusing on what this person is doing. Leave that in the past. It's time for you to move on. If you keep focusing on that, you're going to be stuck there. And, you know, that's what I refer to, you know, as a block. There's a lot of different blocks that can happen that prevent us from sort of moving forward. Sometimes it's a location. Sometimes we're stuck in an area. You know, people vibrate differently in different areas and different locations. So, you know, and the biggest thing I say is, look, really investigate. Like, are you happy? Are you feeling fulfilled? And if you're not, you have to take action. You have to make changes. You can do this within a matter of a day, 2 days, and see drastic shifts, you know, occur for yourself. I would say, you know, the last kind of 10 years, my readings have kind of morphed into more, I guess you could say professionals, business, a lot of business readings. A lot of people with companies come to me. And business readings are very different. Things are happening very quickly, meetings, mergers, acquisitions, financials. So that's been interesting the last 10 years. So I've kind of been focusing on that. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get to the first caller. If we could keep it to one question, that would be great. A lot of information comes through even with one question, guys. So just know that. So let's go. It looks like it's a California number. Let's see.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Donna in California.
I saw the 805. Are you near Thousand Oaks?
I'm in Santa Barbara.
Oh, you're in Santa Barbara. Okay. Well, do me this. Tell me your, I know your location. What's your birthday?
4/22/54.
Okay. What's your question, Donna?
Well, I had somewhat of an epiphany about 6 weeks ago. I went to the beach. The sky was gray, no clouds. So it wasn't like clouds were opening and closing. And it was a high tide, big boulders. You couldn't walk. It was kind of windy. But I looked out and this feeling I had inside of me was like the whole world opened up to me. I felt it in every cell of my body. So I know something life-changing is coming in. And I don't know if it's a new partner. I don't have a male partner. Or if it's money coming in or that'll give me the freedom to travel. And I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Wow. Well, you had definitely sensing. You had a spiritual awakening.
Oh.
There are massive changes coming around you for sure. And actually, it's interesting you say the first thing that comes to me is partnership and relationship. And looking, yeah, and it doesn't feel like it's too far away. It could happen this year. Are you putting yourself out there dating? Because you do have to kind of create that for that to come in.
Well, I'm not dating, but in October for 3 days, I'm going to a wedding in Idaho. And then my brother has treated me to 4 days in a oceanfront room in Cabo San Lucas. And he paid for the airfare and the room and everything. So I'll be in Cabo for 4 days, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. No, I would say it feels to me like within 7 months.
Okay.
Could have an M initial. You are going to be. I get Europe a lot in the future. You're going to be doing a lot of traveling in the next 2 years. And by the way, on subsequently, like financially, something's changing for you as well for the better starting February. So I don't know if you had some investments or something like that, but there looks like extra money or something coming from another source.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Boy, I got a lot to look forward to. Very nice.
Yeah, no, you the creative spiritual energy. So I'm just hearing a lot of changes. And I feel like 2021 may have been a little lacking for you.
Right.
I don't know why I go to 20. Well, I know COVID, 2020, 2021. But that's totally shifted.
Oh, that's great. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And if you ever want something in-depth, my information's on there. So just reach out.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. You guys, so important, pay attention to the universe. The universe gives us signs every day. You know what? Donna had was a spiritual awakening. She was really paying attention to the nature around her and her intuition. All right, let's go to the next caller. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, who am I
nice
speaking
to meet
with?
You. My name
hi.
Is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Are you in the city?
No, I'm upstate.
Oh, okay, because I get a lot of energy.
Not too much,
I get a lot of energy from the city around you for some reason.
Oh,
your birthday?
My heart is there, yeah, for sure.
cool. When's your birthday,
yeah.
Catherine?
June 26th. Do you need the year, too?
Yeah.
75?
75. So how old are you?
I don't know. I don't count, but so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, why count? Age is just a number. What's your question?
It's kind of for me and my mom. Maybe it's more so for my mom, but there's a lawsuit I think we have to go and do because a company. The letter of the company starts with T, like Thomas, is giving lots of trouble to, mainly my mom. I'm kind of, by proximity. I was just wondering what you pick up around that, if you see us winning, if you see I have the right lawyer yet, any information around it, I appreciate.
Sure. I do feel like there's going to be another lawyer coming into play. Do you have one currently?
I like David and then another person who is trying to help us out recommended another man named Thomas.
I like
they've
David.
Just been both. I'm sorry?
David. David's good.
Yeah, that's my first choice, too.
Yeah, I would go with David. Here's the thing. It's going to be a little, I'm not going to lie, it's going to be a little drawn out, you know, and court cases usually are. So, you know, don't let that discourage you. Ultimately, I definitely see a success around this and triumph. So, but it's, you know, this could be a year.
Wow.
This could be, it could take, anywhere from what I'm hearing is 7 to 12 months. But you will, you know, you and your mom will come out on the good side of this. So it's just going to be a lot of tenacity. Mm-hmm. And what I would say around that, because I have a lot of clients that have gone through court cases, you know, don't let it drain you and don't let it consume you. You know, it's really important to kind of make sure that energy is clear. You know, and move forward with other things in your life. And by the way, you have something really positive coming around work. So I don't know if that's some kind of change within what you're working in, expansion, or you're going to, you know, get a promotion or go to a higher level, but there is some kind of shift and it feels like coming in September.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for reaching out. And, you know, if you ever want a private session, my information's on there and we can go really in depth. You know, like my clients throw out, you know, the names of the companies, the amount dollar-wise, the location, stuff like that. So.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'll look you up. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you have a day and good luck.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to our last caller. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Good. Good.
My name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from New York.
From New York?
Yeah, New York State.
Oh, okay, Maria. When's your birthday, Maria?
May 15, 1942.
Oh, okay. What's your question? You've got a lot of intuition around you. Do you work in spirituality at all?
I pray a lot.
Yeah, very spiritual energy around you, Maria. There's some good things coming your way, but what's your question?
My question is you're going to go like in September in Italy and I got to receive money from my husband. So I'm going to get this baroque stay like that because it's a long time. It's a settlement that I got to give from my husband. My husband passed away.
Oh, so are you wondering if you're going to get this money?
Yes, I'm going to go in Italy in September.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling like really good news coming around you, and the answer to that is yes. Yes. There's a total new beginning for you coming in 2024, what I refer to as a clearing, a very high energy, and I do see money coming to you. So, yes. Things are going to work out very well.
It's going to be soon?
This year for sure. This year for sure. Yes. You are definitely on the right direction and the right path. Is there an R initial around you, like a Richard Ricardo R?
a kalb.
What is it?
Maybe a rab. I know
who's
somebody
this?
The name is rab. Excuse me?
Yeah. No, I feel good energy around this person. Like they have something to tell you or good advice.
I know, see the guy a couple of years. I call and never answer me back.
Oh, wow.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
Is it dead or life?
Yeah, no, good energy. And some new friendships coming for you next year. Like I'm getting a lot of new people, new energy, just a complete new beginning. So I think things next year is going to be a very good year for you. And you will travel even more next year.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
Maria. Thank you for calling in. And, you know, stay in touch anytime you want to call. My website's listed, so.
Thank you very much. So you think I'm going to go in September in Italy too? This year?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, Maria.
Thank you very much. God bless.
You too.
I'll call
have
again.
A great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, I urge you to reach out to me and get a private session because I have a lot more time on a private session and we can go over very specific details. You can do month to month, year to year, you know, with very specific information as to what is coming around you. And again, names, dates, locations. So it's not a lot of fluff. It's not airy-fairy. It's very specific. So also, you know, keep in mind if you have something like a big decision coming up or, you know, a life-changing decision, it's always a good time to sort of check in. And we can go over, you know, different options and what's going to be presented to you, again, with specific information. So I do readings a little bit differently because I can read different paths. For example, if you're continuing to do things from your past, you're going to go on a little bit of a different path in the future. So I would urge you to make changes to get onto what I refer to as your higher path. And that's very important because at any given time, guys, you change the direction of your life via the choices and the actions you make and the choices you make, the actions you take. So keep that in mind as you're moving forward in your life. You're just one decision away from changing your entire future. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and end the episode, but I hope to hear from you all again. And, yeah, check out my work. It's on my website. My email is listed. And if you guys refer anybody to me, I always give a free 15-minute session to any referral that books. So keep that in mind as well. And have a great day, guys. Bye.